right, we do have Mary Schneider in from Northeast Community College, O'Neill Extended Campus. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Things kicked back into gear, what, Monday?
Monday was the first day of the semester,
So everybody's back into school mode after, about a three-and-a-half-week break?
Yes, and a few schedule changes going on with students.
But that all happens. So
first week.
Let's talk a little bit about some good things going on at Northeast Community College and that they can learn right here at the O'Neill Extended Campus.
We just have a couple of things that are coming up. The bulk of our shorter-term classes will start up in February, but in the next week or two, we've got a medication aid class coming. I know it's been a while since we had offered one. And we've had a lot of requests for it, so hopefully people are hearing about that. We've got two options for that. One that starts on Friday of this week, that will just go all day on Friday, but it goes the full length of the semester. So that might work for somebody who's work schedule, that they could take just the one day off and is not in a hurry to get it completed. It would be done by May. That one goes from 8 to 11 on Fridays. We've got another medication aid class that starts January 24th and goes through February 8th. So that's a three-week class. Same content that they're covering. It's just we're doing it in two different offerings. So we've also got a CPR instructor renewal class coming up on January 25th. And I know we try to make sure that any CPR instructors are aware of those, but I thought if I mentioned it here, just in case they don't catch our email. And the last thing I want to talk about, our farm and ranch welding class we've got coming up starting on February 4th. You might have seen the news articles that our instructor for that class, Robert Stout, received the U.S. Bank Great Performer Award for an adjunct faculty member for Northeast. At our annual meeting. So we were pretty excited. We've got Robert does a great job with his classes, and he is offering a class on Friday evenings from 4:30 to 9:30, and it'll go for 5 weeks, February 4th through March 11th. So we have been getting a number of calls on that one, so that one's starting to get filled. Yeah. But it's a great farm and ranch welding class. He's offered it in the past. Sometimes people take it a second time to pick up different skills maybe that they didn't get sharpened that first time around. So we're really happy that we've got great faculty like Robert.
You bet. Yes, that's awesome. And congratulations to Robert on that award. And like we said, a lot of great classes here, Mary, or anything from the health field to, like I said, all the way to welding. These are where you can, once you get you get your classes done, you can get right out there and start making some pretty good money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there will be lots more offerings that will be coming up in February, too. One other thing I wanted to mention, on February 17th, we've got financial aid people that will be out here from the Norfolk campus to help with FAFSA completion. And we take appointments every 30 minutes for that day, and the days usually fill up. So this will be the last time that we'll have somebody out here for completing the FAFSA. So people can start calling now to get their appointments scheduled.
Right, yes, and do that because those fill up pretty quick. So they can call 336-3590 out here or stop out at the extended campus.
Yes.
And visit if they need to. And if they have any questions about upcoming classes or things like that, always available at northeast.edu as well.
Exactly.
All right, Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Mary Schneider from the O'Neill Extended Campus of Northeast Community College.